From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Mali, Army spokesmen say the death toll from Friday's assault on a hotel in the capital stands at 27, including two gunmen who carried out the attack. Two West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, and its affiliate, El Mouribitoun, claim responsibility for the attack. Mali's president, Ibrahim Keita, declared a state of emergency and 3 days of mourning. That attack in Mali underscoring the threat posed by Islamist militants who remain active in northern and central Mali despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. Thousands of defiant Parisians marked the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks by spending a typical night on the town Friday night. Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in a heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris's central mosque. Security was very tight, and many who turned out say they wanted to demonstrate that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism and say Muslims are also victims of the Paris attacks. Meanwhile, a state of emergency has been expanded. Here is VOA's Daniel Scherf in Paris.
The three-month extension on the state of emergency grants police broad powers to restrict freedom of movement, conduct searches, and even place people under house arrest, all without the authority of the court system. Some French worry that these restrictions and plans to arm more police could become more permanent. But French authorities say as the manhunt and raids continue in France and across Europe, they are a necessary but temporary measure.
Manhunt continues for at least one suspected terrorist on the run since those Paris attacks, and in Belgium, a highest level of threat. This is VOA News.